This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Federal investigators say a broken rail caused Sunday's deadly train derailment along I-25 near Pueblo. Retired locomotive engineer Bruce Barrett says the importance of these kind of investigations is really unprecedented.
As people, we have to understand that they need to get to the bottom of what happened so that they can have lessons learned.
Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board will now focus on what caused the rail to break and why it wasn't detected before that derailment. Several train cars fell off the tracks over a bridge that collapsed onto a semi-truck below, killing the driver, spilling coal onto the highway.
Traffic is still being impacted greatly with this extended closure. KRDO's Carolyn Felling has continuing coverage from I-25 at the Pinion exit.
Drivers going southbound are still being diverted off the interstate here at the old Pinion truck stop, so they can take Overton Road into Pueblo. And on the other side, drivers are getting back on the road after being diverted way back in Pueblo. Throughout the day yesterday, this spot was a steady but slow crawl of cars and trucks. Last night, this was also the scene of a bad crash. Heavy volume of traffic may have been a contributing factor that led to that crash on the north end of the I-25 closure. Two people were sent to the hospital via helicopter, but CDOT has stressed that the safer route is to take Highway 115 through Penrose, where traffic in both directions has been flowing a lot better.
That was Carolyn Felling reporting. Meanwhile, CDOT Region 2 Communications Manager Amber Shipley yesterday on KRDO News Radio saying even though we may be within a day of the cleanup being concluded, there are significant concerns.
Once all that's done, which the BNSF anticipated a full 48 hours, 2 days to get that completed, then we will have to assess, CDOT personnel will have to assess the road base to determine what damage has been done, what repairs can be made in a quick fashion that'll also make our traveling public safe to go across it.
Governor Polis is planning a visit to the site today.
Colorado Springs police say one person is dead following a house fire in the Knob Hill neighborhood. Firefighters called to a home in the 600 block of Yuma Street around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The fire department said the fire was difficult to control because of a hoarding situation inside. And one individual was found inside the home dead. They're not being publicly identified. Another person had minor injuries and refused treatment. The cause of the fire also under investigation. Investigation continuing after a devastating fire inside a Colorado Springs body shop started yesterday afternoon around 4:40 at an auto body shop near Circle in Hancock on the southeast side of the city. Springs fire crews responded, bringing the fire under control after about a two-hour fight. Concerns, though, grew over hazardous chemicals building inside the building. Ashley Franco with the Colorado Springs Fire Department said that paint and other materials continue to fuel the flames, giving firefighters a bit of trouble while putting it out.
Those can be concerning just because of what's inside of them. So the gas that's inside the car, some of the, you know, the oil, the paint cans that are inside the repair shops.
Multiple people in the area of the shop reported hearing loud explosions before smoke began to billow out of the garage. There were no reports of injuries to firefighters or the public. Fire crews say multiple investigators still looking into the exact cause.
The El Paso County Coroner's Office has identified a man after his remains were found in a Colorado Springs drainage culvert. The Colorado Springs Police Department got an anonymous tip in early October alerting them to human remains inside a bag near the 500 block of West Polk Street. The remains were found and secured, and the coroner's office identified the victim as 48-year-old Dashimo Seha. Police have been looking for Seha's body as part of an investigation into his disappearance and death. 38-year-old Deacus Simmons was arrested last year after being accused of shooting Seha and dismembering him, and her trial on first-degree murder charges is set for next month.
Almost 200 decomposed bodies have been removed from a Colorado funeral home. Fremont County Coroner Randy Keller previously stated when the investigation began that his goal was to make sure that every body is treated with respect while getting answers for the families impacted by this ongoing discovery.
This case is my office's highest priority, and we will do all within our statutory authority in assessing every resource available for the resolution that you deserve.
The Fremont County Sheriff's Office originally thought 115 sets of remains were improperly stored at the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Pueblo, in Penrose, excuse me. Now they say at least 189 have been removed. The funeral home offers green burials in which the body isn't cremated or embalmed. Colorado law says that green burials are legal, but remains not buried within 24 hours must be properly refrigerated.
Mild and windy this morning, sunny skies and a little bit cooler this afternoon with highs in the low 70s. Colorado Springs about 73 in Pueblo. We'll see a quick warm-up on Thursday back into the upper 70s and low 80s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.